Hello, UBC. Okra is UBC's newest residents association council, and we are thrilled to be a part of the community. Here at Orchard Commons, we value our residents, respect our community, and love catering events to our first years. Our amazing views of the ocean combined with the open kitchen make us a central location at UBC. Here's to a great year. Orchard Commons, the place to be. My name is Andre, and this has been brought to you by the Orchard Commons Residents Association.
Hello, you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territories. I'm Claire, I'm going to be your host for the next hour, and for this hour we have a really special thing happening. Marlena Moore is here to do a live set. She and her band are playing at Fruit Fest tomorrow at the Russian Hall. She'll be in the studio to talk a little more about that after the set, but here they are.
Beautiful when you are unashamed. Marlena Moore. One, two, three, four.
You. When you join Balloon Club, we guarantee that you will be able to make a balloon poodle within the first day.
Here at the UBC Ant Club, we just like to talk about ants and compare ant farms. It's really cool.
Paperclip Club is all about, well, paperclips mostly.
At Blah Club, you can blah blah, blah 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 blah.
Explosion!
There's only one club worth joining at UBC, and that's CITR 101.9 FM. We got free tickets to shows, whirly pops, professional help in all types of audio engineering, passes to festivals, crazy parties, live bands, swag. All types of crazy people. Our programming manager rides a motorcycle. There's freestyle rapping, Nardwar, the human serviette, the vinyl and record libraries, Discorder magazine, free studio recording, and it sure beats the hell out of Paperclip Club, which is a thing that I just made up because I work at
CITR.
So come check us out on the floor of the Student Union Building. We got all types of crazy shit for you to do. Or check us out online at www.citr.ca.
And now, for our more dreadful sacrifice.
Who's it, huh?
The music you're listening to is completely electronic.
Only a fool would ignore this.
I'd like to demonstrate for you some of the rather more weird kinds of sounds.
See how relaxed you're getting?
Every Sunday night at 7 o'clock here on CITR 101.9 FM is More Than Human, your weekly guide to all that is new, weird and wonderful in the world of electronic music. So please join me, Gareth Moses, for electronic music old and new, inane comments and the occasional sacrifice. More Than Human on CITR.
Hello and welcome back. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. We are broadcasting live from unceded Musqueam territory. And you just heard the song Sweet Moon by Sundarta. And before that, you heard a wonderful set by Marlena Moore, who is in the studio with me right now. We're going to do some chatting.
Hello. Sounds good. Hello.
Yeah, Marlena is here, as well as Andy.
Hello.
Who played the drums.
Sweet baby drummer boy.
So you guys have been touring for a while now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been 3.5 weeks. We went out to Montreal, toured out there, and then toured through the prairies back west and decided to keep on going west. And here we are, final days of tour in wonderful Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So tell me about where you're playing tomorrow.
So tomorrow we're playing Fruit Festival at Russian Hall. Our set time is at 6:30, but there are so many wonderful bands playing. Our pals from Lethbridge, Jay Blissett, are playing, as well as The Gins and one of my personal favorite, Supermoon. Yeah. And then some other bands I don't know, but everyone seems pretty excited about. So I'm very excited about the set tomorrow. I think it's going to be a great time.
Yeah, it sounds exciting. There's tons of bands. Mm-hmm. Playing. I was looking at the list earlier. It looks really cool. I wish I could go. I'm working, but everyone who's not working should go.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Before you came out west, you were touring with Crystal Eyes?
Yeah, that's right. We toured out east with them, the Radical Softness Tour, we mm-hmm. called it. Yeah, it was super fun. They're quite incredible. Aaron is a very wonderful songwriter and performer, and getting to see them every night was super, super fun and wonderful. And yeah, they've been doing pretty well here at the label that Andy and I co-run with a bunch of our other friends in Edmonton, released their tape, The Female Imagination. That's so, so, so good.
Wow. That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So you run Sweetie Pie Records, right?
Yeah, co-run. It's a collective thing. There's six of us as well as many, many other collaborators as well. It's like the center six. We released the Vancouver band, Dopey's Robe.
Their last tape.
So, so good. Right. And now they're skyrocketing off into the big time. Yeah. Got to open for Ty Segall last week. And then they're playing Desert Days as well in somewhere in America, in the desert, in the California.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
What was your favorite place so far?
Oh gosh, I mean, it's one of those things where I was really happy to just be on tour this time around and really just experience every city, so I was able to find something wonderful in pretty much every place we went to. Some show highlights for me that people might be unaware of if you're a touring musician is Sudbury is a really amazing place to play.
Absolutely.
And really? It's one of those things where sometimes people kind of overlook certain towns. And you know what? Shout out to Sudbury. That was a great show. So many kids came out and were so supportive and so happy. And we played with this amazing band called Commissars. It's a bunch of 19-year-olds who are from there who are so, so talented. Obviously, Montreal was pretty amazing as well. The bigger cities were pretty cool, and we got to spend some time there, which was nice. And yeah, the thing that's been just so, so great is the amazing bands we've played with. Ian Sucks from Winnipeg, Blunt Chunks from Toronto, who are now based in Hamilton. Incredible. Golly, so many. Spirit Heights from Montreal are so good. That's such a great part. And then in Sudbury, we got to play with our good friends Dry Heave from Calgary. So it's really cool when you're able to in the summertime go out and meet really cool people, have it be almost a summer camp sort of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you travel with those bands or just play in their cities?
Yeah, we just got to play in their cities or just play shows together. So. Yeah. Yeah, you get to meet a lot of different people. It's pretty fun.
And everyone's touring in the summer, so there's always a lot of intersection where mm-hmm. you're heading east, they're heading west, but you'll play a show together.
You kind of meet in the middle. That's kind of what happened with Dry Heave.
Right.
Yeah, super, super cool.
Anything you left in their town, they'll bring to you while you're on tour.
Also, Peterborough was sweet because it smells like oatmeal because of the Quaker factory there, so it always just smells like baking cookies. Yeah, if you want to smell a good town, go to Peterborough.
Best smelling town in Canada.
So, how How many places did you play at about? Do you know?
Okay, golly. Let's count them. The thing that was kind of nice about this tour is that we didn't have, like, a show every single day. So we actually had some time to chill out a little bit. So let's count them. So Edmonton, Calgary, Saskatoon, Winnipeg, Hamilton, Peterborough, Toronto, Ottawa, Montreal, Sudbury, Regina, Lethbridge, and then Nelson, Kamloops, Vancouver. So we played 16 cities.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So much.
I know. I mean, that's a lot for touring Canada.
Successful, would you say?
I would say so. I've just really been loving playing music, and it's just nice when doing something like this where it is grueling, and sometimes you, I don't know, when you have van trouble or no one shows up at your show, or you're just, you know, grumpy and tired and eating, you know, not very good food for a couple days on end. But then, I don't know, that, like, playing music every day just totally outweighs that. So it's just nice confirming that you actually really, really love to do what you're doing, because you don't have to go on tour. Like, it was my choice to go on tour. And so all of the kind of grueling stuff that comes with it, you know, kind of falls away because it's just really good to be playing music all the time.
Yeah, totally. That's awesome that it's given you that mm-hmm. sense.
Absolutely.
Do you feel the same way, Andy?
Yeah, no, I've only been playing in bands like that tour for the last 2 years, and I'm not about to stop anytime soon. It's a great feeling.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any song requests?
Any song requests right now? Oh man. Hey, do you have any Dead Soft here?
Yeah.
Here in Vancouver.
Because they're my favorite. Maybe Vancouver is tired of them, but they shouldn't be, because they're the best, and I love them so much, and they're the best people.
Yeah, let's get a Dead Soft song.
Yes.
I Believe You. Is that a good one?
That's
great
track.
Here comes I Believe You by Dead Soft, as recommended by Marlena Moore.
There's a message waiting. I don't know how to receive it, but I know that when I hear it, I'll believe it. You let me know just by the way that you are, that it's real and I can feel it when I'm with you.
been there before, but I don't care anymore. Been there before, but I don't wanna hate anymore. It brings me down. I found trying to get on top all brings you down.
On the air. Yeah, you're listening to me, Claire, hosting Marlena Moore and Andy Mulcair. They just played a live set, and now we are in the studio chatting.
We're hanging out.
Talking about bands.
Talking about bands that we love at the legendary CITR here in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on Vancouver?
I love Vancouver. I was actually born here.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we moved to, lived on like Commercial Drive. My dad went to Emily Carr, the whole, you know, just Vancouver 90s hipsters. And we moved to Edmonton when I was 7. Pretty much came back every year, like all my family's here and stuff. So I really, really love the city a lot. And now I at first, obviously, coming to play shows here was super intimidating because it can be kind of an intimidating, like, scene to approach when you're, like, touring from a small town. But now I have so many wonderful friends here, and I love it. I love Vancouver. I think it's a great town.
Yeah, the first show that we played here was with Dead Soft. We'll tie it in there.
Yeah. We played like with Johnny DeCourcy too, of like the first time you and I ever played. Yeah. Last year tour we played with Dead Soft, and then the year, and then like in January we played with Johnny DeCourcy when he was still here. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting. I am from Edmonton as well.
Yeah, that's like, right. Edmonton. Edmonton homie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I am always like so excited to meet people from Edmonton and like, you know.
There's a lot of us out there.
It's true.
We're taking over all of your cities. So many of us are moving to Montreal and Toronto and Vancouver.
It's true. But it's true.
Yeah. I really like Edmonton a lot. We got a good scene. We have really good, really talented people there. So I like it.
Yeah. It's like surprisingly supportive for how diverse it is.
Mm-hmm.
Every band will really go out to every other band's show, like even if the, you know, so the styles are very different. Mm-hmm. It really doesn't matter. But
Edmonton's nice because it's big enough to have a scene and to have bands of many different genres, but it's also not big enough to be, you know, competitive, right? We're all just really supportive of each other.
Yeah.
And it's also really nice to be close to Calgary and their scene there as well, because that is another amazing music scene.
Yeah, nice straight road. between Edmonton and Calgary.
Yeah.
Speaking of Edmonton, we might as well play our Edmonton song.
Yes, please do. Faith Healer, amazing. Signed to a wonderful label here in Vancouver, Mint.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mint is like basically CITR's buddy.
I love them.
New song from Faith Healer.
It's incredible. It rips so much. Jess is so talented. I have so many funny stories of her. Like when I was first getting into the, you know, local scene in Edmonton and she was still going under her solo name, like listened to her album and I was just going, oh my God, this is incredible. This is from Edmonton. This is amazing. And I was in Blackbird, music record store we have there in Edmonton, and I saw that they sold, or it was like, oh, Jessica Joubert is selling her CDs here. And I went to the front and there was a lovely redheaded woman who I did not know who she was, like, I'll take this please. And then she would like turn to her, I was like, I'm gonna go get a coffee. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I found it was her. I was like, oh my God, so silly. So funny, but I admire her so deeply.
Yeah,
her new stuff rips so hard.
Let's hear it.
Yes.
Here is Light of Loving by Faith Healer on CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you.
just heard Light of Loving by Faith Healer on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm here with Marlena Moore. Hello.
Hello.
And Andy Mulcair. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, they just played a live set, and yeah, you look like you're about to say something. Okay. Let's have some fun.
Let's.
So, would you rather sleep on a bed made out of butter or a bed made out of peanut butter?
That's a tough one.
I feel like normal butter would be really good for your skin.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Butter, just regular butter.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah.
Peanut butter, just
peanut butter would be too pungent, I feel.
I think it would feel gross.
Yeah, the neutral scent of butter is something I would prefer rather than like
butter?
A...
good question.
Potentially.
Would you rather sleep on a bed of salted butter or unsalted butter?
I feel like it would, if like a little got in my mouth and it was the salted butter, that would be really nice. Yeah. So.
I guess I'd prefer salted butter. When faced with that decision.
Mm. Maybe, would it be like dehydrating though? Your skin.
Oh, maybe. Yeah. I don't know. But like, isn't like salt baths really good for your skin, or is that good for your muscles? So is salt.
It's good for your stress.
It's good for your stress.
De-stresses you. So
cool.
I think like a warm pool of butter.
A warm pool of salty butter could be really nice for your your troubles there.
Yeah.
Excellent. That's good choices. Yeah, I don't have any more.
Yeah. I can only think of the really old ones of like, would you rather burn to death or freeze to death? I never played this game too often as a child. I feel like I've missed out. I mean, yeah.
Well, would you rather have like potatoes for hands or no hands?
Probably, honestly, no hands, because I feel like, you know. I don't feel like I could really utilize the potato hands any better than
them.
I could. Yeah, but how long does that last? How long am I going to have my potato hands?
Well, how long does no hands last?
Forever. But like, if you eat your potato hands, then you're going to be left with no hands anyway. So I'd rather just cut out the middleman, go straight to the no hands.
Or if you have potato hands, then you might have like the best of both worlds, because you'll have potatoes for a while.
I guess so. And I guess you could also carve out hand shapes from the potatoes if you're really handy at like twiddling or with a peeler or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know the Idaho license plate says like the world's best potatoes?
Or, yeah, like, we saw a lot of license plates on this tour, which potatoes. Is really nice. Yeah. Just potato. Potato town.
Let's see if we can find the plate. Yeah. Anyway.
This is what it's come to.
Touring is cool because you kind of learn a lot about like every music scene.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is really sweet about that.
Yeah.
All the different scenes, the drama, the intrigue,
the
hot new kids on the scene. What's hot, up and coming, who's on their way out, you know, what's in fashion in Hamilton.
That's a fun town to play.
Yeah, that was fun too. When we showed up in Hamilton, they were filming like a Paranormal Activity show, like one of those shows where they're like, "This is a building that has ghosts in it," and we showed up, and I was like, "Yo, is there a ghost here?" And they said, "Yep." It's like, "Well, what does it do?" And they're like, "You don't want to know." So be careful going to Hamilton. There can be ghosts, but we had a pretty good time there, and we got to play with Blunt Chunks from Toronto, who is incredible. So good.
She's amazing.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. Based on the first song you played, I think you'd really enjoy Blunt Chunks.
Blunt Chunks. Okay. Yeah. I will write it down.
Mm-hmm.
Blunt Chunks. That's a name.
That is a name. You know, it brings a lot of images. Yeah. Mayhaps a little grotesque. Mayhaps. Yeah.
It's a great name.
Yeah.
um You were mentioning earlier that Kingfisher Blues is re-releasing Gaze on vinyl.
That's right. Wow. Yeah, it's been a long, interesting process with the pressing plant losing our vinyl and whatnot. But you know what? It's coming this fall. They're officially. I finally heard the test pressing. It sounds incredible, and I'm going to be coming back to Vancouver in the fall for the vinyl release, so you can buy some vinyl at that time.
Very exciting. How did you end up having Kingfisher Blues do it?
Well, I really admire Tim a lot. Like, I was kind of, when we were starting up Sweetie Pie, I was kind of using Kingfisher Blues as like a model for what we really want to do. And I, you know, Tim is such a great character. And I was in Vancouver like a couple Januaries ago, and I just walked into Neptune and saw him at the counter. And he didn't know me, but I knew who he was. So I just, like, he asked us, I was like, are you finding everything okay? I was like, oh, can you show me what you've released lately? He's like, oh, sure. So we ended up just having this really awesome conversation. And then he came to my show that night, and we've just been pals ever since. And, you know, he likes the tunes and is very happy to be re-releasing the album. And I'm very happy that he's doing that.
Exciting. So exciting. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll definitely be coming out to your show.
Sweet.
Yeah. Should we play the other song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is, sorry.
Yeah.
Should I go ahead?
You go ahead.
This is the Garys from Saskatoon. They just released this record a few months ago, Surf Manitou, on Gray Records.
Yeah.
It's a Saskatoon label that Lenore, the drummer of the band, runs.
Yeah.
And this is one heck of a hit.
They're awesome. They're sisters, and their band is called the Garys because their dad's name is Gary, and they're paying tribute to him. It's really adorable. They're also blowing up right now. They're doing so many cool things. Like, they're going on tour with Elliot Brood and stuff like that, opening for him a bunch of dates.
They're playing that Swamp Fest in Regina.
Mm-hmm. And playing September. Yeah, they're, you know, you're, yeah, look out for them. They're blowing up.
Yeah.
They're coming up.
And they're coming up on CITR.
Yay.
This is, yeah, Dance Land, Come With Me by the Garys.